We are back live from Panama City, Panama at the El Panama Hotel. This is Dr. Michael DeRoush with Planet Chiropractic. We're going to do a little question and answer session here. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 chiropractors that have been on this 10th crew, Chiropractors Restoring Energy Worldwide mission to Panama. And we're going to talk to you a little bit about what's been going on here and the experiences. And I'm going to hand the microphone first to Dr. Mark Hudson from Spain.
Hi. What was the question? What's going on?
There was today? No question. The point is that either share
today,
some stuff with us
today
or
we went to the prison.
Tell us about the jail.
Tell us about that.
It was unbelievable. It was Michael told me that it was like on the Amnesty International's 5 worst prisons in the world list. And it was really an unbelievable experience. We went first to the male prison and then to the female prison. And two completely different experiences at each one. But you go in and you go through the various checkpoints and they take away your mobile phones and no jewelry and no, basically you didn't take anything in. You're just going in there. And so we go into the main area and there, there are these 6 guys who are getting processed into the prison in handcuffs and leg chains, and you walk past them, and they look like little kids. And when we got in, the guy from the mayor's office who was accompanying us told us that one of the little kids there had baseball batted someone in the head 3 days earlier who is now in a coma, and that kid is going to be sitting in jail until his trial comes up, probably in a couple of years. And again, you're shocked by this because it looks like a little 18-year-old kid, and it's not the image that we have of U.S. prisons where you've got the bodybuilder Southern California tan look. It's a bunch of 145-pound, not all of them, but a lot of them, 145-pound, very skinny little either black or Indian looking guys, and it's this major maximum security prison here. And so we go in anyway. We went into this central area, and because they'd had 9 people missing that day, they wouldn't let us into the main prison area because of security risk for us. And so we were outside, and they were bringing the prisoners out in groups of 20. And there were 6 chiropractors there. We were adjusting them, and then the guards were taking them back in. They didn't bring another group of 20 out. And the thing that was most profound for me was you're going into this environment, and there's all this, there's fear, there's sort of the threatening environment of it. There's these guards with these huge, huge sticks that they beat the prisoners with, basically just establishing their authority. And you see this group of prisoners walking towards you, and it's an intimidating experience. And then when you get the person sitting in your chair and you adjust them and you look in their eyes, they're a human being. And you adjust their cervicals, and after it's through, or just as you get a release, a big smile breaks out on their face, and they laugh and they chuckle, and then they move on. And so it's that very, very short, that little window where you get this human connection with this person. And it was very important for me to maintain that throughout the whole experience and to be respectful of the people that I was adjusting, to not have any personal agenda, to see them as whole, complete human beings. In fact, we were inside the prison for a while and saw some scripture up on the wall that talked about dealing with the prisoners as if we were the prisoners. In other words, do unto others as you would have to do unto you. Treat them as you would wish to be treated if you were in that position. And it's very important for me to remember that and to remember their humanity and remember exactly what it is that we're there for. And again, to get out of ego and to fall into service. Then having said that, after we left the men's prison, we went to the women's prison, and it was a completely different experience. Much lighter, much less of a threatening, violent environment. But then you're speaking to these young girls who are in prison, and most of them and I was speaking to one of them. There were several Americans there. There were several English women there. They told me there was an Irish woman. There was a Canadian woman there. And they're basically a bunch of young girls, and they said 80% of the people were in there for drug offenses, been set up by their boyfriends to mule drugs into other countries and gotten caught, and now they're in prison. And I was thinking about the subluxated thinking that leads you to do these absolutely insane, stupid things and then get caught and then get stuck in prison for months or years. And what a responsibility we have to bring what it is that we do to people on all levels, not just so that their neck doesn't hurt or they don't have sciatic pain or whatever it is, but so that they don't go to prison, so that they don't do absolutely stupid, stupid stuff that gets them into situations where they're paying for it in a huge way. And there's, you know, I'm not going to go into the morality of drug running or not, but, you know, it's like it just absolutely stupid people who got led astray and did something that wasn't, that at least in my way of thinking, wasn't that, it's not like killing someone, and yet their freedom is taken away from them for extended periods of time and put in, you know, an extremely unpleasant situation. So again, it just reminded me of the importance of our work in connecting with people and in removing as much interference as possible and allowing them, giving them the platform from which they can grow and they can transform their lives and become more empowered human beings.
We're going to go from there. And I want to talk to some of the doctors that have joined us here. First, I want to talk with Dr. Brandon Takahashi from West Los Angeles, California.
Hey, how you doing today? What's the question?
Well, basically what I want to talk to you about, because I've got questions for you.
Okay.
This is your first mission to Panama.
Oh, it's my very first mission.
And
it was wonderful.
What I want to know is this what you expected?
Nothing what I expected. Although I did expect to see quite a few people, but the experience of seeing hundreds of people in such a short time span was just an amazing experience. Just to see the faces light up when they get their first adjustment. And it's just an amazing feeling just being around that energy of having people experience chiropractic for the first time.
Earlier we were talking about energy and flow, and you weren't here when we were talking about it, but you just touched on that, and I wanted to just ask you, how have you felt that this week, and what has that meant to be like in the flow or in the zone while taking care of people this week?
Oh my gosh, you just cannot explain. You have to actually experience it yourself. There's just nothing like adjusting so many people, and you just can't explain this, the feeling that you get from just the energy that you get off of the people. I mean, really, you touch patients, barely touching them, and the bone moves. It just, you get such into this flow that it's just incredible.
So another doctor that has just joined us, Dr. Tanya Reynolds from?
Florida.
From Florida. And this is your first mission trip to Panama.
Yeah.
Share some of your thoughts with us.
The kids are amazing to me. The way they jump in your seat and the way they're excited to get adjusted. Not even knowing what they're doing. In America, you see so much fear and so much questioning. And here, they're just... Okay. Me again. You know, how many times can I do it in one day? Can I come back tomorrow? You know, they can't even get enough. And it makes me want to get more kids, you know, because that's our future. So.
Do you think this will affect your practice back home in any way?
How could it not? I've never laid my hands on so many people in my life. How could it not? It took the fear out of it. It took the fear out of adjusting older people. It took the fear out of adjusting babies. It took the fear out of adjusting anybody.
Fear, I mean, that's a great topic. We actually didn't talk about that earlier, but that's something that has gone through my mind the whole week.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely notice that here, is that
yeah.
There's a different level of energy maybe towards fear for people, especially towards maybe what they're taught or understand about chiropractic.
Well, they're taught the right thing. They're taught chiropractic and not aspirin chiropractic, you know? That's a huge difference.
And you found when you're adjusting people here that they've just been, like, very open towards receiving the adjustments from you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and more and more and more. All they want is more and more and more and more and more, you know? That's awesome.
Earlier in the day, we were talking about spirituality of the mission. Has this at all been a spiritual experience for you?
You know what? Not until today. Not until today. This is my first mission trip. I've been in practice under 2 years, and it was mostly just the mechanics of it in the beginning, in the first 2 days, 3 days. And then today, looking at their eyes when you adjust, you know, and seeing the difference when you're done adjusting, and it's just amazing. Today it touched me. Today it definitely touched me emotionally and spiritually. And that was very nice. It's been a long time.
Very cool. I'm going to be passing this microphone to Dr. Karen Umbert. I want to stay on that topic of fear. We've talked about this, I mean, during the week. And, you know, fear, a lot of us have talked about it. And the difference of maybe fear, and Mark and I talked about maybe there's a difference in Spain as there is for those of us that practice in the United States. But what are your thoughts on that, on fear, or people being fearful of adjusting, or even of us giving an adjustment?
Well, like Dr. Tanya was talking about, that was probably one of the biggest things that was different about me after the first mission, was going back into my practice and knowing the conditions, certain conditions of the patients that we have, you know, possible contraindications, et cetera, that put that fear into us that shouldn't be there. Coming to Panama, you know nothing about these people. And they sit in your chair and they put their life, their, you know, in your hands, knowing it'll be improved. And you have an obligation to them to deliver the best adjustment, the best of your ability, and not to hold anything back of yourself while giving that adjustment. And you learn to do that in a very short period of time. And taking that back to your practice is a very powerful thing. You think you're hurting your patients at home.
You're not giving them
100%. Oh, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. By not.
You're scared of their symptoms. You're scared of their. Absolutely. You're scared of all that. And then that doesn't allow you to give everything that patient needs.
Absolutely. And that honestly was not a fear that I ever had until becoming a chiropractor. My father's a chiropractor. I've been adjusted since I was a baby. I've always known how safe adjustments obviously were, and Panama has probably centered that focus into me more than anything else in the world. You go into practice with all this educated, and in Panama it's completely innate.
We have some more doctors that have just joined us. Like I said earlier, this place here in Panama is magical. Chiropractors just show up from all over the world with a country that only has 3 chiropractors that are licensed to practice chiropractic. You'll typically find many here at the El Panama Hotel. And doctor, name?
Mark Borny, and I'm from Spain, and I've been joining this mission. That's the first year I've been joining this mission. And
we've been talking about fear, and an interesting thing is, I don't know if this is true, but for those of us maybe that come from the United States. Now, you were schooled in the United States, correct?
Yeah. I went to LifeWest, actually, and I just graduated like 3 years ago, and I'm just in the first year of practice. And that's good you are telling me what we're talking about, because fear was one of the first points I was having through my first year of practice. Like, you're going through the fear of, like, getting the people better, and they're all coming for that. And today, this experience, like, this week of experience and adjusting all those people was getting you out of this outreach, like this goal of getting them better and just like serving more people. And and that's what I learned here. I got better and to serve more people.
Would you say that people here seem more fearful or less fearful about chiropractic than in your country?
They seem more receptive, yeah, definitely, to chiropractic. They seem more thankful to what we're serving them in this country. You can see in their eye, like, every adjustment you give them, it's something opening in themselves. And fearful, I would not say fearful. They just don't know about it. They're just thankful. for it.
We have another chiropractor that's just joined us for the mission. Is this your first mission, Doctor?
My second mission.
Second mission?
First mission to Panama. I went to Salvador last year.
Okay, and give us your name first.
Juan Alonso. I practice in northern Spain.
And the topic right now we're talking about is fear. Really, while we've been on the mission, we had started the topic of whether we've been fearful at all in giving the adjustments in any cases, or if we have noticed fear from any individuals, or how we might correlate that experience to anything we've ever had back home.
Fearful of giving the adjustment to these people? Okay. No, I have no fear for that. Sorry. Back home I'm more concerned to medical staff when you before you give an adjustment. Here, you forget all this stuff since you don't take any case history, any nothing. You go ahead and do your analysis and trust, right? So, yeah, you get those taboos out of your head and go ahead and do what we do, adjust. So it's helping me a lot.
We went to see you today, and I noticed you're using a knee chest table.
Yeah.
How have the people responded to you using knee chest?
Well, most of them, once they get it, they get out of their... At the beginning, they're kind of fearful. But once they get the first adjustment, next day, they want to try again. I could see people sitting in the chair and say, no, I don't want to get into that position since it's more you're more exposed, right? And some women were kind of afraid because of the skirt, so I was trying to make fun of them, saying, don't worry, I won't look at it. So they were laughing at me and then getting to the position, so it was no problem.
So for you, there was no concern with adjusting people in with your method of chiropractic?
No, not at all.
Okay. I think I just want to add a point to that, because we have been sticking to upper cervical. Some of you might not know that, but we've been basically doing upper cervical work here. All the chiropractors have been sticking to that. And that's what's always been done down here in Panama. But there's so many different styles. I mean, we all get adjusted by each other. And, you know, some of us do pulls. Some of us do push moves. Some of us are Gonstead practitioners. There's just all kinds of ways to move that bone. And it's just been a really fascinating thing to me to watch and experience the adjustments I've received by the chiropractors here. I think that we have some of the finest chiropractors in the world, not only right here with us right now, but on this mission, and it's just been an honor to be with you guys. I want to pass that on.
Thank you.
I think this is something that for me had been a big thing. So I want to ask you, Dr. Ed Cordero, about what you thought about that.
The interesting thing about the fear is that we come here to serve the people of Panama, and we use upper cervical techniques to make the adjustment. And a lot of us are fearful to a certain point because we don't really have a history, or we don't know what's really going on with these people. And it's kind of interesting story. This week, I have been practicing with a couple other chiropractors at the terminal, at the bus terminal. And one of the chiropractors with us, Dr. Tim, I know he had some reservations in adjusting people that had some particular conditions. So every problem that came that I through interpretation and speaking Spanish to the patient, knew that it was a difficult case, I would send that patient to Dr. Tim. And what was interesting is that one of the first patients that came in asked me, she said, I just had a fracture about a month ago at my cervical. Would it be okay if I got adjusted? And of course, I said, of course, you need to sit down right here in front of Dr. Tim. So Dr. Tim, not knowing, makes the chiropractic adjustment. And then when the patient got up, I said, Dr. Tim, did you know that lady had a fracture? Well, his jaw almost dropped to the floor because he couldn't believe that he actually adjusted somebody that had a previous fracture and get a great result because he didn't know about it. You know, and just getting the fear out of his head, he still made the adjustment. It was effective. He connected with the lady innately, and the patient got up and walked away, and there was no fear whatsoever. So obviously, I think that a lot of chiropractors that may be new practitioners to the missions, they come with the fear. And I think that that's normal. And I think that you should fear and have some fear with you. But you shouldn't allow that to stop you from providing and serving the people of Panama through the chiropractic adjustment.
I'm going to pass the microphone to Dr. Don. And first, tell us a little bit about where are you from?
I'm from New York. I live in Hartsdale, which is in Westchester County.
and you've been listening in. The topic we've been talking about is fear, and not necessarily no specific thing, but just how we might feel when we first came here as opposed to how we feel now, or how maybe you've noticed people have been with you. I mean, I know you had experiences in two prisons today, and I just wanted you to share some of that with us.
Well, initially when I was asked to come, I was very excited and happy, and a couple of weeks before I came, I was very fearful of what I was going to find down in Panama and what I would expect to have to do down here. And as soon as I was placed in the gymnasium and adjusting, that fear left in about 1 minute when I started serving my purpose, which is serving God, to have these people get an adjustment so they can start healing and becoming one again with their mind, body, and soul. And all the people that we did adjust were hugging and kissing us, and were so happy that we were here. Most importantly, I came here to serve so that I can benefit, become a better chiropractor when I go home to help people. And also, today we went to the jail, and that was a very fearful thing. But actually, when we started adjusting and serving, then it wasn't fear, and those people just were so happy we were there to not judge them and see them as spiritual people also, and to give them adjustment. So they were came in with sad faces, and they left smiling, and they waved to us, and they were so happy we were there. And then we went to the women's prison, and the women were waiting for us since 9 o'clock in the morning. We didn't get there till 3 o'clock because it took a long time to process through the male prison, which is a much secure, very secure prison where a lot of people go murder people and things like that. So in the women's prison, we adjusted the women, and they were very happy to see us, and they all came and said goodbye, and we hugged them, and we adjusted the guards as well. And the most important thing out of this whole mission for me was going to the orphanage and adjusting these babies that just lie in their beds, and they needed just to be picked up and loved, and they needed to be adjusted because they were very sick children. And also we went to the Down Syndrome Clinic, and these people were so happy to see us. Everyone in the Down Syndrome Clinic hugged and kissed me, and they were waiting for us to come back, which we're going to go back tomorrow. And I thank God for letting me come on this mission.
We're going to continue with this interview that we're going, and I'm actually going to be passing the microphone to Kayla. Because all of us would like to just get some idea of what... You wouldn't want to talk to us at all? How about just a question and answer with me? Tell me your name.
Kayla.
And how old are you?
12.
Is this your first trip to Panama?
Yes.
Is it anything like you thought it would be?
No.
Is this your first time watching people get adjusted?
No.
You've seen people get adjusted in the United States?
Yeah.
Does it seem the same here?
Yeah. Okay. Well, it looks the same.
It looks the same. Where did you go? Have you gone like anywhere other than the hotel?
Yeah.
So, where it is you went to an orphanage? Was that today?
No.
When did you go to the orphanage?
Yesterday.
Okay, and what did you guys do there?
See babies.
What did the chiropractors do in an orphanage?
Adjust the babies.
They adjusted the babies?
Yeah.
It was cool to see the babies?
Mm-hmm.
Were they cute kids?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What do you think about the doctors that you've met here, or the people that you've met here that have been in the group? They're nice people, or are they crazy people, or are they...
They're all crazy.
They're all crazy. Okay. Would you say that they're all crazy?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure of that. So I'm going to let you off the hook here. We're going to be passing that microphone to your right. Your other right. Just like when we adjust people, we say the other right. So we're going to be careful of the length of that. And this is actually a pretty cool honor for me because... You know, I joke about this all the time. Robert, you just kind of showed up. What we're doing is we're recording some stuff, and we're just recording some of our thoughts on the missions. But But like I was getting back to, I joke about this a lot, but you're like a core part of this group. You know, we talk about the group and the mission, and not just obviously this mission, but all the missions. You, your brother, your mom, your family, we couldn't do this without you. And I wanted to say on behalf of all of us, we really appreciate what you do. We know it's tiring beyond, I mean, I can imagine how tired you are because we all get tired, you know, but this is your home and you live here and you work here and you don't have to be here to do this if you didn't want to. I mean, this isn't something that you're forced in to do. And I just wanted to get some information from you. What do you think about what we do here?
Well, like you just said at the beginning, it is a surprise, and I was expecting this. To me, and to a lot of people here in Panama, your mission is much more than what you actually, or you probably imagine. For you to come here is for us like a little miracle in each person's life. Because if you see this country, and if you see the people who you actually adjust, most of them cannot go to a clinic, a chiropractor clinic, will not even imagine of going to a chiropractor clinic. Therefore, they don't really know what's going on until they see you and they ask you, what are you doing? How is this? Will it hurt? Because they never really seen this. So for you coming here, the question is not, how do we feel about seeing or about us seeing you here, is how we actually perceive y'all being here, seeing that you take your time off, you know, your volunteer work, you close your clinic and come here just to treat us free. So to us, it is a little miracle that goes on here. Yes, it's my job to be here, but I don't really see it that way. If I be frank with y'all, my job is from 8 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. But we do go ahead and go the extra mile. Why? Because you doing it. So it's really, you know, it's not up to us. It'll be too selfish for me to say, okay, at 4 o'clock or at the time we leave you in the restaurant, that's it. No. If you up for the job, so are we, because we the one taking all the benefit. You doing the volunteer work, all of y'all doing the volunteer work. So that's why I say that y'all really don't know how we feel every time we hear y'all coming to Panama and adjust in the people that really needs to be treated, because that's really what you're doing. Panama has 500,000 people in the capital, but not 500,000 people need adjustment, have the money to pay for an adjustment. The people who really go, take a bus in the morning, then walk all the way to a gym, wait online, get treated, then walk back all the way back to a bus stop during this, under the sun, under rain, those are the people that really need it. And they the ones you taking care of. Orphanages, jails, nobody visits jails. Nobody. You doing it. And you are the first group of people that actually come from another country and go visit a jail and adjust people there. So really, it's much more to say thank you. It's too difficult to say thank you for the job y'all doing. It should come natural, because we are very thankful for what you're doing. But it don't, because it's too much, too special. So that's what I got to say about that. Any other questions?
Awesome.
Okay. I just wanted to say that you said that, you know, it was you guys, you know, thanking us. However, you know, I'm not a chiropractor. However, I thank you and everyone that I'm around for this huge emotional experience, spiritual, mental, physical. It is just an incredible experience for me to see all of these people. I'm there every day, you know, helping out with these people, and I am, at the end of the day, I'm exhausted. Nevertheless, I'm so happy, you know, to see that we're serving these people and they appreciate it. it is you that is giving me that as well. You know what I mean? So it's a two-way street, and I'm extremely thankful that you guys are, you know, helping us out in every capacity that you are. It's incredible. And I just wanted to say that this is an incredible mission, and I can't wait for the next one. So thank you.
Anytime you have a mission, any type of mission, the people who come and make that mission possible needs to have some type of chemical, a bond. All of that comes with a good attitude. If you don't have an attitude, a good attitude, then any mission will fail. The good thing about any group that you bring, and every group that has come all the way to Panama, the last three or four times that I've been here, they all been great. They all have a good attitude, even when things go wrong. Because in any big mission, some things always fail. Even if you plan everything, a bus might break down, a tire might pop, and then you will miss the times that we're supposed to be there or whatever. But if we have a good attitude, everything falls back into place. So yes, even though you say thank you, what we like about all of these missions, that the people who come here have been great. And hopefully, in the other missions, yeah, we want you to come. Matter of fact, after you leave Sunday, Lena and I, we got to sit down and start planning the next mission. Why? Because we don't ask for this. The people really do ask for this. They wait for this. Last year, y'all weren't able to come. People were wait. Hey, isn't it time for them to come? And let me be frank. 3 months from now, there'll be an election. Y'all don't supposed to be here. Because we're supposed to not have no time to sit down and organize this. We didn't have no time to take you to no gyms and nothing. But the people really asked for this. So it became more than actual, we put things into balance. And we look at the humanitarian part. If the people really want this, then we'll go ahead and go the extra mile to treat them. So one more time, to all of y'all guys, thank you. And we're very proud of what you're doing and the way you're handling things. Under the sun, some of y'all under the dust, some other type of pressures, heat, you know, it's nice. And we know how difficult it is sometimes for many of y'all. So we thank you one more time, and we wait for y'all next time.
Right on. So we're about to lose our satellite feed here, so we're going to go offline, and we will talk with you all tomorrow. This is Dr. Michael DeRoush with PlanetChiropractic.com. Have an awesome day.